entered access code 648568.
Just a few days ago, I had lost my driver's license. I prayed for God to show me where it was. He told me, but the place he said seemed so odd that I figured I had made it up myself. Has that ever happened to you? Eventually, after looking in a few other places, I did a half-hearted scan where he told me to look and missed it. When he told me to look again, I still thought it was just me making it up. But there it was, folded up inside of a piece of paper, buried somewhere I would have never looked. I had to laugh at myself, but we all do these kinds of things every day. When we say things like, something told me to look there, or I felt like I was supposed to fill in the blank, but didn't. That's true.
Well, he's telling us to fill in the blank.
Huh? Oh.
He's telling us to fill the blank in. I felt like I was supposed to do whatever, but I didn't.
And you did.
Yeah.
I felt that way. I was supposed to pray for someone. The Lord told me to do it. I didn't do it. Twice. And that's just a lesson learned.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was looking at, you know how, and if they're going to touch on faith, but it's about faith.
Yes.
It's about faith. It's not fear, it's faith.
Mm-hmm.
And when he told me to pray for these individuals, I was looking at me.
Mm-hmm.
And how you look at your faults and
yes.
You compare your faults to the voice of God, which you should never do. So if God speaks to you and he counts you worthy to do it,
yes,
that means to do it.
Yes.
See, we have heard scripture and all these things, and my whole thing, what really hit me is that God doesn't dwell in but this unclean vessel.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you have the Holy Spirit, that means, guess what?
Your vessel.
You have a clean vessel.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Hallelujah.
But we will deem ourselves unclean when God does not.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. We do those things.
Mm-hmm. We do.
We do it. You're unworthy. No, don't do that. Well, mm-hmm. But the Bible says, lay hands on that old no man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we do that. And not really understanding that there was no man that God ever used was worthy of God using him.
That's right.
That's right.
Come on.
Not a one
was ever worthy of God using them.
Yes.
Yes, that's why it's called grace.
Because he says we all fall short.
Yes.
Of the glory of God.
And that's why he sent his son.
Yes. Yes. Because none of us measure up.
No.
Yeah.
So we have to keep those things in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Keep those things in mind. If God speaks to you and tells you to do something, don't look at your life.
Mm-hmm.
Don't
either.
Don't let anybody else tell you you can't do it.
That's why sometimes it's best you don't even tell people what God put on your heart to do.
That's right.
You just do it. And I think that guy that came up with that from Nike, just do it, he got that from God.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes God just wants you to do it.
Yeah.
Just do it. He said something, move, do it.
Even if it doesn't make sense.
That's right.
Or it's not logical, that's what she said.
Yeah, not logical.
And because people are always looking for it to make sense.
Because our God is a supernatural God. And so a lot of the things that he's going to have us to do is going to be out of the norm.
Of that magnitude.
That's right.
A miracle, something impossible.
Just look at all the technology and all the skeptics that these men had to listen to, and all the doubters. Fly? What are you talking about flying?
Mm-hmm.
Can you really hear all the rhetoric that these the Wright brothers really had to go through?
Oh, I can believe it.
They kept pushing through it?
Yep, pushing through it, yeah. Didn't let it stop them. Mm-hmm.
They did. So we have to, they had faith and belief of what the vision that they had.
They persevered.
Because God gave them that creativity.
Yes.
Press through it.
Yes,
that's right.
Mm-hmm. See, the faith, we have to set your mind to this. Every time God wants you to do something or put something in your heart and you say yes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Watch this. You say yes to persecution.
Mm-hmm.
You say yes to dollars.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You say yes to everything that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Because once you say yes, guess what? It's going to be some people that's going to doubt you.
Yes.
It's going to be some people that say you're crazy, you lost your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you doing this?
You don't have the ability.
You don't have the authority. How is it that when John the Baptist was in the wilderness, guess who came and asked him who he was? And who gave you this authority to do this? Who are you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm the Lord, crown of the wilderness. So we have to understand is that when God speaks to us to do something, when you say yes, you should know that it's going to be consequences surrounding that.
Yeah, that's true.
And you persevere through people persecuting you, doubting you, lying on you, stabbing you in the back.
Yep.
Because all those things are going to happen.
Do you know that since I have started singing with the worship team at church, do you know that there are some people that do not speak to me now?
I'm going to say yes.
That's the weirdest thing. I said, Father, this is crazy.
It's called...
But I know what he's trying to build up in me.
Yes.
I see it now.
Mm-hmm.
And I know
God said that any time, and I think we just read that in Matthew, if I'm not mistaken. Oh, yeah, where is it at? Right here, where it says, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
For theirs.
Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my name's sake. But number 12 is the key. Rejoice.
That's right.
And be exceedingly glad.
Great
is your reward in heaven.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
For so persecuted prophets which were before you.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. They persecuted the prophets and killed them.
Yes, it is. Nope. Yeah.
So and they killed that. Yep. He said by writing that word because they, Mom, let me tell you how you think that's bad. Listen to this. I attended this church and I was a part of the choir. And we have had a function, and that for this function, this other guy came from another church to teach the choir some songs for that event that we were having at the church.
Mm-hmm.
So we had the event at Alwell Well. It was beautiful. So the following week at choir rehearsal, the guy who was a musician at the church, he decided to teach us that same song. Okay, we practiced that song again. We were going to do it the following Sunday. So I raised my hand and I said, "I'm sorry." I said, "But and the choir was messing the song all up, and he was getting a little frustrated." I said, "I think we're having this problem because when the guy taught it to us a week ago, he taught it a different way." I said, "And this is how it went." And so he got frustrated with me. He said a few things. So I just said, well, you know, maybe it's best that I don't be a part of the choir. So I just got out of it and I let them go on. Well, the pastor came to me and he said, you know what, Sister Nisi? He said, God put it on my heart that you should be over the praise team. He said, so next Sunday I want you to get some songs together, and right after devotional church, I want you to lead some praise songs. So, you know, here he gave me a couple of books to get some hymns out of and all this stuff. So I got the songs, and I printed out the copies, and as people were coming into the church, I was handing out the paper of the songs that we were going to sing for praise songs, right, so they could sing along. Do you know that nobody in the choir sang the song Do a Praise?
You are kidding. No, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised.
Nobody sang. Nobody. They was like, whoa. She gets out of the choir and she gets to do the whole praise thing by herself? The pastor went up to the pulpit and said, this is unbelievable. He said, do you mean to tell me that because she's leading the praise songs, you guys aren't going to sing? You're not doing this to her.
Mm-hmm.
You're choosing to praise God.
That's right.
In his house.
Mm-hmm.
He said, this is unbelievable. Mom, it was just unbelievable. But you know what, Mom? I sang those songs. It was me and the pastor. He said that to them after the praise. It was me and him singing those songs.
That's the rest amazing. Of the people and the and
no,
the parishioners didn't either.
They was part of the family of the choir people. Me. And
I am
the pastor, and the man who played the organ, the only musical piece of equipment besides the drums,
mm-hmm.
with the pastor played, the musician didn't even try to play the music.
I don't believe it.
Yes, I do. I believe it.
The pastor and the drum? You got it. But it didn't stop me from praising God. I sang both of those songs. And then the pastor got up to the pulpit and said what he said, and it never happened again. Because, see, they thought they were doing it to me.
Uh-huh. That's right.
That's
right.
And I said,
if you have done it to the least of them, you have done it to me.
You have done it to me. That's right.
They were doing it. He said, you guys are refusing to praise the Lord?
Yeah. Same thing happened to me.
So, you know, that's nothing. I'm telling you, there's something.
But what the Lord brought to my remembrance, that's why it's so beautiful to know his word.
Love him and love him.
What he brought to my remembrance is when he said that it pleased me to bruise him.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, that's all right, Lord. I said, well, if it pleased you for them to bruise Christ the way that he did, I said, then I know it's pleasing. me to go on and do what you have told me to do, no matter what they do to me.
That's it. And he said this part that really touched you when we had the last conversation was that I held back.
That's right.
Yeah. Because I remembered they were only flesh.
That's right.
And that's why when people do stuff like that to me, y'all, I just do it with a smile.
That's right.
Because I said, I'm going to praise him anyhow.
Praise him no matter what. That's why I said, okay, so you guys are upset that I'm singing with the praise team. Watch this when I start singing by myself.
So
that's it.
People are trying to find any excuse, anything to hate somebody for something.
Yes.
And it's a spirit, I'm trying to, and it's a spirit of Cain. People are still, it's a spirit of Cain. And
yes.
It's a spirit of Cain.
Yes.
It's jealousy. That's a spirit of Cain.
I know. It's just so unnecessary because anybody can get up there and sing.
Why won't they get up there and sing? That's what I'm saying.
They can get up there.
Yes. The ones that should won't.
That's why it just seems so ridiculous. I said, wow.
They hated me when I came to the church. I bought curtains and I bought a sign. Because it was a little church, and they were struggling. And I saw when I came in every Sunday, I said, man, these curtains are hanging all off the thing. This is God's house. So I took my money. I took my own money and bought curtains and nice rods and hung them up. I went to the sign place and bought a sign and had it made up for the church with my own money. These people were heated.
Did they turn the
curtains? Wow. What are you doing? She said she saw a need.
Yes, she saw a need. Yes.
She hasn't asked anyone for anything.
Evidently, those people wasn't taught the love of God. And
that's it.
Really.
That's it.
Of one and two. I think that everything that we should in contact with, we should hold sacred.
Yes.
A relationship between brother, sister, and Christ, that's a sacred. Anything that we are involved with and touching, they should hold those things so dearly.
Yes.
So dearly.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't.
Right.
They don't. And so the beginning of time, the lesson was how to love one another.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's love.
That's what it is.
The beginning.
Right.
To love.
Love one another.
That's it. It's medicine. And we find that even Cain and Abel, Cain had a problem with Abel, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was
And God said, hey, if you do the right thing, Cain, you also will be accepted.
That's right. That's right.
But Cain didn't want to do the right thing, did he?
Uh-uh.
He
used to go up on the mountain and play all mean and stuff.
Yeah, he covered what his brother had.
He was too
much. And then he found to realize that everything was God's in the first place.
Uh-huh. That's it.
That's right.
You know, and so the voice that and the creativity that and the gifts that God has given each and every one of us, we should really just celebrate that gift.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
But we want to be jealous and talk bad about somebody just because they have a gift.
I know. That is so sad.
Oh, man. And so we find that when you're dealing with people. Can you imagine this? Mom, you have a handful of people that's against you. Can you imagine Moses had millions of people that came to him and wanted to kill him?
Yeah.
Against him?
Yes.
And then God told him, stop crying.
Yeah.
What do you mean, stop crying, Lord? There's 100,000 people want to kill me.
But he's
our God. He's our God.
You see, so, but God understood that God protected Moses.
Oh, yes.
He protected
him. Yes,
and so we have to understand that God will protect us.
I know. But I'm in a different place now. I am in a different place now. It is so ridiculous until I said, but that's all right, Father. I must be on the right track.
And see, and that's what, and see, that's been happening for a century.
I know. It's still happening
and,
today. I know.
And today, I'll talk to you later at lunch. I talked about the same thing. I said, here you are. I said, you have all, you said, I said, you have one word of God, one Bible. And then you have all these different faiths out here, or should I say religious organizations, that believe this way, I'm right, you're wrong. Well, I'm right, you're wrong. Well, I'm right, you're wrong. I said, that's all that is doing is causing a division.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Paul Arbery, he already talked about that. He said, some say I'm of Apollos, some say I'm of Paul. He said, is Christ divided?
Mm-hmm.
So they were going through the same thing back then, and they're going through the same thing now. And I said, I asked the same thing. Is Christ divided?
No, he's not.
You won't speak to a person because they don't believe the way that you do.
Uh-huh.
God is love. And I said, and once you start, well, there's a certain people that God is dealing with. Listen, he's dealing with all mankind. He died for all mankind.
That's right. You sure do.
Not just a select few. God so loved the world.
The world.
Right. So, but
yay.
And I said, here you are, and she's blinded by this now. And that here you are putting different classifications on people.
Mhm.
And you shouldn't do that. So now you're sitting here, lost, and you're lost asleep saying we're right and everybody else wrong. And I gave her a good example. I said, so here you are, you're saying that you guys are right. So I said, you know that all the books of the Bible is not canonized in the Bible that we have today.
Mm-hmm.
So if that is so and it's truth, I said, so if you don't have everything, all the whole word of God canonized in
yes.
one Bible, you can't say you have all the truth.
That's true. That's right. What did she say to that, man?
She says, I know. I said, so why do people want to separate instead of coming together in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why? Why you got to be so different? God, look at mankind itself. We're all different. Just look at your body. Every thing on the body, every member of the body is different.
Mm-hmm.
And they all have their function. So I said, so here you are. He said, he talked about iniquity. That's one that divides people.
Mm-hmm.
So
he said, I never knew you.
What? Because what you did, instead of bringing people together,
you divided people.
Yeah. You're sowing hatred and
mm-hmm.
prejudice
mm-hmm.
in somebody else's heart against another human being,
mm-hmm.
and that is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And you call yourself a child of God? Ooh. Child of God is a peacemaker.
That's
to bring people, to unite people. So that's what, man, that's the state of man. I always try to divide. I want more than you. It's greed. I'm going to hoard this from you. I'm going to take this from you. You just have that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's just the state of man. Hallelujah. And we know the state of man is what? A blind beggar.
Beggar, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Blind beggar.
So is this the last page? Of course.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Of course we all have more serious decisions to make than where to look for judgment. And sometimes stepping out and following the still, small voice of God can be frightening. That's true. No one wants to make a mistake, especially when there is a lot at stake. But having faith, it's never easy. And that is exciting. And that is exciting what it takes.
Exactly
what it takes to follow the gentle leading of the Holy Spirit. Here's another tip. Something that helped me to step out on faith and follow the voice of God was when I finally caught hold of an important fact. What's that fact? So let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what
man
shall
do
unto me.
Praise God.
Whew.
Yeah.
That should be on a t-shirt. Okay. Since I finally realized that since I was trying to be obedient, God was not going to lose his hand on me.
His hold on me.
No matter how big of a mistake that I make, if I do it because I am trying to follow him, it is never too big for him to fix. Is that the truth?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Even if you make a mistake, it's not too big for him to fix.
Yeah.
I also said this. When you look and talk about another individual, you put limitations on God's ability to change them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Says God is looking at your heart. Yes, he is. God is looking at your heart.
Mm-hmm.
In 1 Samuel 16:7. Says, but the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart.
Mm-hmm. They were talking about David there.
You were talking about David, yes. If it is, turn towards him. He will always protect you even from your mistakes. God will even protect you from your mistakes.
Yeah.
Now, that's something different than we heard, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, God, he'll let you go ahead, go bump your head. We have heard that. But God will protect us from even our mistakes. Now, another issue that many Christians struggle with is being able to tell God's leading from their own personal desires and emotions. Anybody have that problem?
Uh-huh. Okay.
I do. This is something that is very important because our goal is to be Spirit-led, so we want to be sure we are not allowing our own feelings about a matter to color the word from God that we are receiving. Yes, that's true, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
We let our emotions go and then we don't even hear God's voice. It kind of blocks his voice. So, because we're so in tune with our emotions at the time. So what happens when things happen and your emotions are running high? What is the thing that you should do?
You should
what are some
still
tips
be quiet and listen to God's voice in the situation.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because what it says right here, what is it?
about the circumstances.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's up near the top.
Here you are, you're in a circumstance, and your emotions are running.
Yeah.
You're very emotional. So what are some, give some tips of what you can do as an individual to get help or to hear God's voice.
It says here, it says, pray and ask God to confirm that what you are sensing is really His will for you and not just your own. You pray.
Mm-hmm.
Pray.
Sometimes, if things are happening and you're upset about something, that's a very emotional. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
it's good to clear your head, go on a walk.
Yeah.
You know, sit in the park, or you know, go watch the water for a minute, or just get
mm-hmm.
by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes you can just lay your head down and pray. You know, and then a lot of times, that will clear, get all your emotions settled down, so
mm-hmm.
you can see clearly, and then you can hear clearly as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah.
you know, how many times have we our emotions was running high, and we said something, did something that quick?
I can't count the times.
So many times.
Yep.
So what we settled down with, I see myself very emotional about something, so let or animate it about this situation, and then so let me not say anything. Let me go on about my business, and we'll talk later about it. Because right now, I'm not sitting clear, seeing clear, and then I'm gonna say something that's gonna hurt you.
Mhm. Mhm.
So what we have to do is just take that time. To be wise and just take the time.
Mm-hmm. We have to take that time to be still and know that He is God.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He says for us to be still.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. To be still and know that He's God.
Yes, and know that.
To be still is very important, because when you're still and quiet, that's what He can speak to.
That's right. That's
mm-hmm.
right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Uh-huh. That's why Moses, come on up here. Moses had to go to God because, why? To be quiet
mm-hmm.
so He can hear him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very important. You see, Jesus, He'll go away to pray, didn't He?
Mm-hmm. And he'll be quiet.
He will leave and be quiet
mm-hmm.
and go pray.
Yes. Yeah.
Because He needed that time. He had to hear from His Father.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's a good example of when you see Jesus in the scripture of getting away, Moses getting away. These men of God went away, and they got by themselves, away from the people.
And He even says, when you pray, go into your closet.
Yes, in secret.
Yes, in secret.
Uh-huh.
That's what He said.
And pray to your Father, which seeth in secret.
Yes.
And He will reward you openly.
Openly. That's right. That's what He says.
So you're getting a reward just to pray? Just for praying?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. What a God we serve.
Yes, yes, yes.
So we have to, here's some tips. The tips is sometimes to get by yourself 5 or 10 minutes at lunch or, and pick a time where you can be intimate with God all by yourself. And
I was going to ask you, isn't there a scripture that says something that seeing His name is secret? What's the answer?
Oh, yeah, asking me. It was an angel that appeared. Who was that? Appeared, and he said, what's your name? And he says, why... are you answered of my name, seeing that it is secret?
That it is secret. And what were the scriptures you guys were saying about secret, about praying in your closet?
Yeah.
And
in secret.
In secret.
Uh-huh. Which
in
is,
secret.
Yeah.
In secret.
Uh-huh.
And so the scripture that they were talking about, wasn't secret. Jesus.
Yeah.
They call me wonderful. There's a song that says they call him wonderful.
Yeah. Wonderful. Counselor. The Prince of Peace, the Almighty God, the Everlasting Father.
Yes.
So can you imagine? First of all, look at all the names he has of the things that they've seen him do. So we have to start understanding that every situation, you call his name. In every situation, you can call his name.
It is secret.
Wonderful. So we have to settle down to hear his voice. Another one is God speaks to us through his word. Right? And then he also speaks to us
through
other Christians.
Yeah.
Is it just positive Christians?
He didn't say positive Christians. He said through Christians. He said, but they also said, but he will reaffirm it. It's not going to be just a single thought. He's going to confirm it.
Yes.
So you're going to have your second
or third.
You're going to
hear it twice. Right? Okay. Now, he said, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established.
Yes.
Right?
That's what he said.
Now watch this. When God said Moses, he didn't say Moses once, he said twice.
Moses. He called Martha twice also.
Sure did. He also called Saul, didn't he?
Saul. The echo.
They heard it twice.
Twice, that's right. That's right.
When you hear your name twice, then you know I'm in the divine covenant with God.
Yes.
Yes, they heard his voice twice. My sheep, I love that. My sheep, what? Hear my voice.
Know my voice.
Okay, hear my voice. And I know them.
That's right. Yes, I know them.
I know them, and they follow me.
And they follow me, yeah.
Now, do you really understand that?
Yes, I do.
You will follow him when you didn't know it. Oh, my goodness. When was you deceived? When did you become in the fold, do you think?
When you accept Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, or at the beginning of creation? You think that all the days is covered.
So we think it's all, this is all designed and planned by God.
You said, when did we become his sheep?
Yes.
Before the beginning of time.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you.
He said, from the beginning.
Yes. Thank you.
Oh, yes.
It says, my sheep. Versus ownership. Be mine. My sheep. Hear my voice. Right?
And I know
my sheep. My voice. And I know them. But the one's this, and then he says, and they follow me.
And they follow.
That's right.
They follow me.
That's right.
So we have to, and then, Nisha, you read the 28th verse of that, right? Of John 10:28.
Merciful are the peacemakers.
Yes. No, about the sheep. John 10:28. Read John 10:28, 27 and 28.
My sheep hear my voice.
and I know them, and they follow me.
Uh-huh.
And I will give unto them eternal life.
Yes.
And they shall never perish.
Never perish.
Neither shall any man.
Any man.
Pluck them out of my hand.
Woo-wee.
Right.
He says, and any man, I'm not any man.
And then 29 says, my Father,
mm-hmm.
which gave them,
yes.
is greater than all.
Greater than all.
And no man
mm-hmm.
is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand.
Ooh-wee.
I and my Father are one.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Keep going.
Oh. And then it says, then the Jews took up the stones to stone him.
Yeah.
And Jesus answered them, saying, many good works have I shown you from my Father. For which of those works do you stone me?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that whole chapter, 27th chapter, that's what he is. I think he began up, I thank you, Father, that you have given me the first verse of that, 27th.
What'd you say?
Start the first verse of 27th. No, of 10. Chapter 10.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold,
mm-hmm.
but climbeth up some other way, he, the same is a thief and a robber.
Uh-huh.
But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep.
Mm-hmm.
To him the porter opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he called his own sheep by name.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. By what?
By
his
name.
Own sheep by what?
By name.
By name.
And leadeth them out.
And leadeth them out.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice.
They know his voice.
And a stranger.
Mm-hmm.
Will they not follow?
Oh, my goodness.
But all will flee from him, for they know not the voice of the stranger.
Oh, wait.
And this is going to clinch it. Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep.
There it is.
I am the door of the sheep.
Uh-huh.
And all that ever came before me are thieves and robbers.
Robbers.
But the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enters in, he shall be saved,
mm-hmm.
and shall go in and out and find pasture. Go on.
Go in and out.
Go in and out. Find that.
Mm-hmm.
The thief cometh not but for to steal and kill and to destroy.
That's right.
I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly.
Yes.
I am the good shepherd.
He's the good shepherd.
The good
shepherd. He was differentiating. I am the good shepherd.
Yes.
There was some bad shepherds also.
Yes.
He said,
yeah, some bad
shepherds. Good shepherd.
Because he said all the sheep before him were what?
Life for the sheep. But he that is a hireling
mm-hmm.
and not the shepherd, who owns the sheep or not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep. And
sure does.
And the wolf catches them and scatters them. Talk about
mm-hmm.
the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is a hireling and careth not for the sheep.
Yes.
I am a good shepherd
mm-hmm.
and know my sheep.
I know they were hot.
And am known of mine. That is so tough.
Yes.
I know they were hot shepherd and I know my sheep and I am known of mine.
Yes.
And then we know him.
The sheep know him.
Oh, my goodness. And if the Father knoweth me, even so now I the Father, and I lay down my... Oh, wait a minute. He and the Father lay down... Oh, wait, let's go back to this.
Mm-hmm.
As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. Okay, even so I know I the Father.
Yes.
And I lay down my life for the sheep.
Mm-hmm.
And the other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, talking about us, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd.
There it is.
Yes, that's it.
One fold. That's why Jesus can say, ye plot for me, ye that work iniquity, scatter the sheep. I never knew. Those that scatter the sheep.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And those that are just hirelings. They don't care nothing about
the sheep. They don't care anything about the sheep. They don't care.
Hirelings. Getting paid money. Mm-hmm. Hirelings.
That's right.
Wow.
Right. Yes.
They don't care nothing about the sheep.
Mm-hmm. Therefore, thus my Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I might take it up again.
Yes.
And here he says, no man take it from me.
No man.
But I lay it down.
I lay it down.
Myself.
So they didn't
kill
Jesus.
I have power to lay it down.
They didn't kill Jesus.
I have power to take it up again.
They didn't kill Jesus. They didn't kill Jesus. They didn't kill Jesus. He laid it down.
He laid it down. I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it up again.
Yeah.
Oh, Father, go on. This commandment have I received of my Father.
A commandment.
Whoa.
That you lay your life down.
Whoa. Wow.
That was a commandment.
Yes, it was.
That you lay your life down.
Wow, wow, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, wow, wow. He was so powerful. I mean, he still is powerful, but I mean,
he would have had me quivering. It's funny that they say he was one that spoke with authority. Watch this. Not like the scribes.
Yes. Oh, and then in 25 he says, I told you, and ye believe not.
Mm-hmm.
The work that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me.
Mm-hmm.
But ye believe not because ye are not of my sheep, as I have said unto you, my sheep hear my voice.
That's
and
right.
I know them, and they follow me.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that is so tough. That is so tough. Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow. Beautiful, beautiful. I love it, love it, love it. Yeah, love it.
So, we have to understand we are his sheep. And he is our shepherd.
Yes, yes.
And he is the shepherd gate. That we can go, come in and out, and find
and
green
find
pasture.
Well.
That's great. Thank you, Lord, for the word that we had today. The Bible study about hearing the shepherd's voice. Thank you, Lord. Well, that's a lesson, you guys, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a lesson. And so.
A beautiful
father. Yes. Yes. He's a good shepherd.
He always, you know, he just always provides for us every day. I just love it. Every Bible study, he makes provision.
Mm-hmm. He does.
Bible study.
Every Bible study, he gives us jewels.
Jewels.
in a more broader way. And so I thank God for that. Thank God for the Holy Spirit that leads us into all truth and guides us into all truth. Thank God for the comfort.
Thank you, Lord.
And thank you, Lord, for speaking to us, Lord, through your word.
Yes,
through
Lord.
People and through circumstances.
Yes.
Help us, Lord, not to have our lives so hectic, and that, Lord, we will live productive lives.
Yes.
And, spend some time. Some
with
time
you.
Time
yes.
With him. And not to be so busy minded.
Yes.
And, to just settle ourselves down. Not settle even our emotions down.
Yes.
To be able to hear clearly and to see clearly.
Yes.
Because we really need to love our brothers and sisters.
Yes, we do.
And we need to hear his voice to do that. And I thank God for that. This is so special. We
yes,
take
it is.
Nothing for granted, Lord. We don't take nothing for granted. We're always grateful for what he's done.
Yes.
Even with the little things that we have. Even the scripture says that to be content of
with
the things which we have.
Yes.
And
yes.
Just appreciate everything that he has blessed you with. And should I say, have given you stewardship over.
Yes.
And because that's each and every one of us too.
That's,
you know,
yes.
he has given us children to be his stores over.
Yeah.
You know, friends.
Yeah.
You know, and you'd be surprised how many people just want to hear your voice.
Yeah.
Right.
Just want to hear your voice.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. you just so when they hear your voice, it cheers them up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's just so important. And that's what I'm learning to settle myself down, not to be so loud.
Right.
Talk to people. And because it's very important for me to, and you know, and
then you've always been talkful for me.
Not really. Not really.
Yeah, you are.
No, not
yeah, you are. Yeah, you are.
You haven't been around me that long.
Oh, no way. What are you talking about?
You don't do it with me. You don't do it with me.
Oh, okay. Well, that's true. Oh, okay.
You know, I get loud and I have to really have to calm myself down. And so, and that's what I've been learning, you know. And it's one man that that I look at, and he is the general manager. His name is Jerry Simmons. And what every time he talks to us and he's faced with problems, he never explodes.
Uh-huh.
His temper is all mellow. And that, you know, that was kind of down to me to be, you know, because I can get loud and belligerent. And so I have to calm myself down and be more.
That's the way Danny was. Danny never raised his voice.
Mm-hmm.
But he was so powerful. But he never raised his voice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then right here in the lesson, it says that God don't yell at us.
That's right.
He's a gentleman. Through his still small voice.
Mm-hmm.
He's gentle. He's a gentleman.
Yeah.
So he's not pushing you around and making you do this and no.
Making you feel bad.
Yeah. He's not doing that.
No.
It's just a little
you
nudge. Do you ever
but
see
no.
a shepherd beat a sheep?
No. No.
Oh,
no.
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 A shepherd never beats a sheep, does he?
No.
But he sure to beat on that wolf.
Sure does.
See that right there? See how God created the things that we can see in the natural so we can start understanding
mm-hmm.
how he shepherded us in the spiritual?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a little nudge. If a sheep is somewhere, he gets a little nudge.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He don't get
mm-hmm.
beaten because he's somewhere he shouldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
And then he has that dog, doesn't he?
Yeah.
The sheep
yeah.
dog.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's the Holy yeah. Spirit that he has sent after you to get you right back where you're supposed to be.
Yeah, because those dogs do keep them in line.
They do.
Give them direction.
And all they do is just nip them at the heels. They don't
that's
hurt them.
Yeah.
They don't try to hurt them.
They never hurt them. Never.
And sometimes she just got to see the dog and know, oh, I'm
that's
something
it.
I'm supposed to
yep.
do.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll get back.
Yep, that's true. Mm-hmm.
So those things are created for us to see the natural so we can understand how he is our shepherd.
Yes.
He is our shepherd. He's a good shepherd. Thank God. Thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God. So can Nisha, are you awake or are you popping popcorn?
Huh?
Anything? Okay.
Hello.
Nisha, what's wrong?
You want to pray us out? I thought Ben did that.
No, I was.
When you was praying and we were saying amen and all that,
really?
What you doing?
I was praying.
Yeah.
I don't even know, man. I was just shut up.
Yeah, okay, yeah. You been called up on Saturday.
Shut up. Yeah, this one.
You can calm down.
Y'all didn't make it.
Yeah, right. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this messenger.
Yeah, God told me to call y'all.
I mean, didn't everybody think Bill was praying us out?
I thought so.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.